Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, the 2013 NFL season is officially underway. Last night, the Denver Broncos beat Baltimore 49-27. On Sunday, the New England Patriots begin their season on the road in Buffalo. Back with us for another football season is analyst Mike Reese, who covers the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Welcome back, Mike.
Good morning. How are you, Deborah?
I'm okay. Well, it's that time of year, but we have a very different team this year compared to the one that lost the AFC Championship. Let's start with the rookies. How many of them might we see in Sunday's game?
Well, it's so interesting for the Patriots to have a team with 13 rookies on the roster, so unusual in terms of how many of them would actually play in the game. I'd say about half of them. And one of them that I would really focus on is Kenbrell Tompkins. He's emerged sort of out of nowhere as one of Tom Brady's main targets at the wide receiver position. Made a big impression in the preseason and could play a big role for the team this year.
Now, when we talk about Brady, he's obviously not going to be throwing the ball to too many players he has experience with. Let's talk about how in tune does Brady seem to be with this new crop of receivers?
Well, it's going to be a process for him. We expect some early growing pains, and Brady said something earlier this week. He said that he's had to do things this year that he's never done before over his entire career. And he said, you know, patience isn't really my strong suit. Sometimes when I'm talking to these guys, it's almost like I'm talking to my three-year-old son.
Let's talk about Gronkowski. He missed training camp, but he has been practicing with the team this week. Do you think we'll see him on Sunday?
I don't think we'll see Gronkowski on Sunday. This has been sort of the long-range view, is probably we'll see him at the earliest in week three, if that. I think they're managing him very closely with the bigger picture in mind. He is back on the practice field, but as I understand it, he's not participating in the complete practice just yet, so still some more recovery for Gronkowski.
How does the defense this year compare to last?
Well, the defense has a lot of the same players back, so what they're banking on is the idea that the players that have a full year to work together, they get to know each other better, maybe that leads to improvement. There's still a question as to whether that defense can be good enough this year.
Now, the Patriots, of course, have gotten a lot of unwanted attention recently after the arrest of Aaron Hernandez on a murder charge. Coach Bill Belichick held a news conference before training camp, and he said the team was going to move on. You think they have?
I think they've done their best to move on. I think that the one thing you would say, based on what's happened in the offseason, specifically with Aaron Hernandez and the murder charge, is you can't just erase that from the record. It's a mark that's there, and there's going to be times when it comes up again because there's going to be new developments over the course of time. But Belichick positioned the team as well as he could to get them to focus on football, to put that in the rearview mirror, and do it respectfully with the understanding that they're playing a game. And and what happened with Hernandez is life, and that's much bigger.
So what do you think? Let's start first with Sunday. How are the Bills? Are Patriots will do well on Sunday? And then, of course, we always ask you this. I mean, are we strong for the season, Mike?
Yes. Patriots should beat the Buffalo Bills. The one thing to always keep in mind is that strange things happen in season opening games. Overall, the Patriots should once again be in the championship hunt. Whether they win it all, they're going to need some breaks. Injuries will be, as it is for every team, a big part of you know how things unfold. It still might be good enough to play for a championship.
Okay, spoken like a true New England fan. Mike Reese, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Deborah.
Mike Reese reports on the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com.